This is the Recency Bias. Welcome to your morning after mini pod, following up a very exciting, extremely dramatic game between the Habs and Oilers. Certainly had its ups and downs for Habs fans. Huge positives. An overtime win. The new guy, Eric Staal, with the game winner. On the downside, it does not look good for Brendan Gallagher, who, yet again somehow, took a shot to the hand and left the game. Just saying, on the last podcast, you know, when he left for a moment and came back, I think, to start the third, every time that happens, it makes you realize just how vital Brendan Gallagher is to this team. So hopefully his absence won't be long. No news as of the recording of this, though Corey Perry's comments after the game on Monday night were a little concerning. It's like, we're really going to miss him. Key part of what we do, so sounds like they already know it could be some time, which not good. Brendan Gallagher has been so important, as I've been talking about a lot on this podcast. Well, I mean, pretty much ever since we've been doing this podcast, but certainly over the course of the last couple weeks as well, just with the stuff Brendan Gallagher has been doing for this team. So that sucks, and that's a dark cloud over what is otherwise a really fun win for the Habs. Again, a dramatic one. Had its ups and downs, not just the unfortunate injury to Gallagher. Of course, this was Eric Staal's debut, so all eyes on him as he pops into the lineup. And my starting thoughts on this one were, you know, can they avoid shooting themselves in the foot? They didn't. They put themselves in a tough spot. They couldn't avoid shooting themselves in the hand either, apparently. But in the end, they climbed back in a very, very exciting game, I gotta say. Carey Price getting the start in this one versus the old man, Mike Smith, who I think is like 38 years old now. Mike Smith's been around for a long time, and frankly, always annoys me. He did in this game a little bit, too. Singh gets off to a start with Kotkaniemi and Lehkonen missing some shots on all, as they were calling it on RDS, which I was watching on Monday night. Quite a lot of that in the opening minutes, just opportunities, but not being able to cash in for the Canadiens. Bit of the same story it was in the first period, at least, in that game against Ottawa on Saturday. Romanov was out delivering some heavy hits in the early going. Brendan Gallagher and Darnell Nurse resuming their friendship, which has just been a budding friendship. Very fun to watch that relationship grow so far this season. Hopefully we'll get to see it continue. Get to see Brendan Gallagher back. But yeah, those two, they've had some exchanges this year. Just some, you know, just a little pushing back and forth, a little chatter. But soon after that was when Gallagher took a slap shot from Romanov to the hand. And other than that, things were going good in the first. With about 6 minutes left, Canadians were dominating. The shots were 12-1 in their favor. They were moving the puck. They had a good active forecheck going. Shea Weber looked like he was having a good night, taking on Connor McDavid, doing a lot to take him out of play. And over the course of the night, Weber did have a pretty good night. However, with 20 seconds left in that first period, Drouin loses complete track of Devon Shore. Weber doesn't seem to be really covering anybody either. And after a really, really good first period, like really good first period, Canadians found themselves in a 1-0 hole, a dominant period ruined as they outshot Edmonton 15-5 in that period. High danger scoring chances, courtesy of natural stat trick. It was 9-2 in favor of the Habs. And yet, as we say, they were down 1-0. And Gallagher was hurt, and it's like, oh, no. Think I know where this is going. I was incorrect. But in my gut, I thought the night was going to get away from the Canadians. Didn't get better quick. Got worse first, actually. Archibald would get Carey Price with his stick. There was no call on that. There was some concern about Price kind of the rest of the game. He didn't look like he was moving. He made some huge saves. Like, he had a double stack the pads at one point. Old school style. After Shea Weber did everything he could to get in his way on that one. Not Shea's best moment on an otherwise pretty good night. But he was moving a little tough. Sliding a lot. Don't know if what was going on there with Price and whether or not if it was an injury, it was something that happened early in the second there with Archibald or not. I don't know. In the end, he's 21 for 23, made the saves he needed to make, and kept the Canadians in the game at points. He had a solid one, but still looked like he was fighting something or other. Habs just a ton of chances, including on one's kind of scramble. It felt like 14 chances or something. Somehow, though, in all the opportunities for the Canadians to pot one, all that comes out of it is Corey Perry going to the box on a roughing penalty. That one was killed, though, courtesy of those big saves from Carey Price I was talking about. And then with 7 minutes left, the Habs would get a power play that Eric Staal immediately erased after a kind of a dubbed Habs turnover, which, again, started to seem like the theme going back to that Ottawa game from Saturday night. The Oilers would get themselves a late power play. And with 10 seconds left in the period this time, it was 20 seconds in the first, 10 seconds left in the period, it's Nurse, who's having a great season. Slapshot beats Carey Price, and the Habs are in a 2-0 hole after 40 minutes. After a first period in which the Oilers looked like they had nothing going, could clearly let back into the game by that late goal in the first. They led in terms of shots 14-7 in that second period. High danger scoring chances still in the Canadiens' favor. As I said, they all came in about one moment in front of the net. Crazy scramble that led to a Corey Perry penalty and nothing else. So things are not looking good for your Montreal Canadiens in, a pretty big game. They're chasing down the Oilers and need some points. And early in the third, start playing like it. Perry, Suzuki, and Anderson doing some work, some pretty passing from the gang. And a minute 45 into the third, the Edmonton lead was cut in half. Anderson, his 14th of the season, he's back in action. He's got hot again. And it would keep coming for the Canadians with, 5 minutes later? 3 minutes. 3 minutes, 38 seconds later. Byron playing in Gallagher's spot as he was out of the lineup. He steals the puck. Finds Tuna. Thomas Tatar evens it up. 2-2. The rest of that period, nobody would score, evidently. We did see some Staal, Perry, and Toffoli on the same line, which is wild, wild stuff. Habs will get a power play with 6 minutes to go, but that one, like their earlier power play, didn't last very long. This one made it barely 30 seconds. A play that I thought Archibald kind of fell on his own, but that's how it got blown dead. Oilers would make nothing of the 30 seconds or so that they had a power play before it expired, and the Canadians fought their way back. Though I don't think too many folks had high hopes for what the Habs could do in overtime. I mean, you look at what the Oilers can put out there versus what the Canadians can put out there for the extra time. And yeah, Draisaitl, McDavid, Darnell Nurse, that's a terrifying threesome. And overall, though, Canadians held their own pretty well. I mean, they won it, spoiler. But even before that fact was determined, it was a much better played overtime than usual. Though we did get our Deneau sent out for to win a faceoff that he lost, so got that classic bit done. But in the end, Eric Staal. And as Pierre said on RDS, man, you got to wish there had been fans for that one. Roof would have come off the place. Eric Staal arrives and scores the game winner. The first time the Habs have won in overtime this season. Yes, they've won once now, by going to the shootout. That got them out of the rut of those 9 consecutive overtime and extra time loss. But now they have found a win in 3-on-3. Thanks to the old guy. The new guy who is an old guy. Eric Staal. Beauty stuff. Really capped off what was going to be a pretty depressing night, I think. Habs did a great job climbing back in this one. Credit to them, because all seemed lost for a moment there. I gotta say, all seemed pretty lost when it was apparent that the Gallagher injury was not going to be great. They were down 2-0, and the 2 goals they had allowed had come in the final seconds of each period. That feels like a killer night, but no. They rallied and came back and actually won the damn thing in overtime. So feeling good, other than that Gallagher news. See what happens with that. I can't get ahead of ourselves there. Great game, though, by Perry. Pretty solid night, as I said, by Weber. They're really trying to shut down McDavid. I thought Mete had some moments in overtime, and he had some moments in the game. Mete, now that he's seen some consistent play, he's not blowing the lid off the thing, but he's playing some decent hockey. He belongs on the team, you know. It doesn't feel like, oh man, this is our 7th guy out playing right now. He's doing his decent job. And I thought it was a pretty decent night from Suzuki as well, and a very limited night for Suzuki. And I still want to see more from Suzuki, though. I got to be frank, but you know, something to work on. And apparently, you know, the kids might be given a bit less of a role now that Staal is here. And I say that, I deduce that by looking at the ice time that each of the centers got tonight. And things have changed. I mean, for most of the season, Suzuki was getting the most minutes of any center, any forward, more nights than not. And now that Staal is here, it seems that they're going to let the veterans, at least this was the case on Monday night, they're going to let the veterans carry the most ice time. Deneau, 20 minutes on the night. Staal with 16 minutes, 56 seconds. And then Suzuki with 15:14. And Kotkaniemi with just 13 minutes, 13 seconds. So, you know, Kotkaniemi been playing great as of late. But for whatever reason, we only saw him 13:13 tonight. Perhaps it's his ability to play defense. And when you're playing players like McDavid, you want the veterans out there to shut them down. And shut them down they did. So, you know, it may be frustrating to see the kids getting less ice time, but you can't say that Deneau and Staal didn't do a pretty good job. I didn't see if Staal was actually out there against the big kahunas for the Oilers too often. But, you know, with 16:56 ice time, clearly he'd been out there in some moments. And overall, McDavid has been just a non-factor, really, in all the games the Habs have played against the Oilers so far this season. They've done a very good job of keeping Draisaitl somewhat, but McDavid especially off the score sheet, really shutting him down. And so, yeah, big minutes for Deneau and Staal on the night. Big minutes for Petrie on the night. 27 minutes, 14 seconds. Petrie, after having what was undeniably his worst game of the season on Saturday against the Senators, Duchamp said, I'm going to pretend that didn't happen. Like, we're all going to pretend Saturday night didn't happen. Move on and let Petrie go. He was pretty solid in overtime. He was great throughout the game again. You know, obviously, we expected Jeff Petrie to bounce back fine from that game, and he did, with leading all skaters 27 minutes, 14 seconds. Played. Shots for the Habs were 32-23 in the high danger scoring chances. 15-6. Power play went over 2 in about 30 seconds of total power play, because they managed to erase both of those very quickly. And the penalty kill did allow 1-on-4 opportunities for the Oilers. That's just, I mean, if you can escape only allowing 1 power play goal to the Oilers, you're having an okay night. Well, yeah, I got a random complaint before we get out of here. The RDS banner ads mid-action that cover up the puck. Maybe let's not do that. That's ridiculous. What the hell? Whose idea was that? It's the second time I've noticed that, watching RDS. I don't know, when was I watched Thursday night was the last game, and then Monday night, middle of the damn action. You're trying to see what's going on, and the pucks and the player with the puck are behind a banner ad. It's taking up about a fifth of the screen, maybe a little more. Absurd! The hell, RDS? Otherwise, a package I enjoy. But that pissed me off. Ridiculous. Who's making... It's an absurd decision. Who's making that decision? Goals on the evening. Anderson, his 14th. Tatar with his 8th. And Stahl with his 4th. But first with the Habs. Assist to Suzuki, Perry, Byron, and Petri. Toffoli picking up helpers on that game-winning goal in OT from the new arrival. That'll do it. Find me on Twitter. Oh, no, wait. 65.4% face-off wins, I wanted to note from the Canadians as well. They haven't had a night that good in the face-off circle in a long time. I don't think they've had a night that good in the face-off circle this season, that's for sure. All right, that's all I got. Find me on Twitter, at ZachDrops Tweets, at the Montreal Bias for the podcast. Of course, follow at RabbitHabs. Ian had a lot of good stuff going on. Ian Boisvert, the man behind RabbitHabs.com. And the Nosebleeds podcast. He had some good stuff going, good commentary. So find that at rabbithabs.com. That's at rabbithabs, you know, from rabbithabs.com. Always a good follow for the in-game commentary. My in-game commentary from the Montreal Bias podcast account tonight, I think, was need to win this in regulation, which was inaccurate because they won it in overtime. And something like that was sweet or something. That's the kind of stuff you get from that one. Really worth a follow. All right, that's enough. Canadians back in action on Wednesday night. And dun, dun, dun. It gets real on Wednesday. The action at 7:30, and it's in Toronto. It's against the Leafs. This could be a big one. If the Canadians, look, I don't think the Habs can catch the Leafs. But let's not let them get too far ahead. And let's get some points off them. That's going to be a big game. Thankfully, coming off a win on Monday. Prayers up for Brendan Gallagher. Hopefully, he's okay. We'll see. We shall see. All right. Till Wednesday. Take care.